This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from San Marcos, Texas. I'm at the third migration training conference and industry conference. I'm with Roger Sharp. Roger, I was just out in the shop looking at Red Hawk number 3, diesel conversions underway. You've got two of them flying. Now you're starting to figure out how you're going to market this thing, and give us a little bit of detail on that.
Well, the first thing is that the first 100 we don't have to market at all. We already have people who are interested in the aircraft. And we have lots of people who have approached me just during this conference to talk about what would be the availability of us doing a conversion for an airframe that they already have. So we have the marketing basically taken care of for about a year in advance right now. Other than that, I mean, it shouldn't be too hard to market because it's the best flight training airplane ever built in the world. We're just taking ones that were becoming at the end of their useful life because of lack of use and remanufacturing those aircraft so they can be put back into the flight training industry.
Now, you've got Brown Lease involved in this. Brown Lease has, I think they told me, about 100 such leases around the country on various kinds of airplanes. So now they're getting into the diesel market. How's that going to work?
Well, they're going to partner with us for a specific number of airplanes to do a power-by-the-hour program. So the person taking on the airplane, the flight school owner, would pay a fee up front to acquire the airplane. It'll be a modest fee. And then they would pay by the hour for the entire, at a cost that could be passed on to the customer that isn't, you know, that is palatable. And they would just pay by power for the hour for the airplane. If they found that they didn't have enough usage on the airplane, they can turn it back at no penalty. If they need more airplanes, they would be, you know, supplied more airplanes to cover their needs. So what it does is it allows a flight school operator to have a very good remanufactured airplane available for flight training without any large financial commitment.
And do you have any idea what that payment, that initial payment would be?
You know, I don't. And the reason is we are just coming up with some of the consumption by the hour figures with Brown, and we're going to be talking about those in the breakout session tomorrow. But one of the reasons I don't have the figures is we're still working with our engine supplier and some of our other component suppliers to see what the pricing is for the components we're putting in the airplane. And when we know that, then we can make a more educated decision about what the down payment would have normally been to somebody purchasing outright, how much the leasing company is going to absorb from that, how much they're going to talk about with recovering from the person who brings on the airplane on a power-by-hour basis. So those numbers will be out soon, but we don't have them quite yet.
But it sounds attractive because if I'm a flight school and I want to buy a new Skyhawk, well, next year it's going to be over $400,000. Mm-hmm. Even if I want to buy a couple-year-old one, I'm looking at high twos to low threes. Mm-hmm. So this allows me, by the sounds of it, to get in for a lot less of an initial investment. So when is all this going to start being available?
Well, that's a good question. We were talking about when we are going to finish the airplanes for our own internal consumption here at Skyport. And the reason that's important is the more data that we can get for Continental on the maintainability of the engine, the faster they can get the TBO life periods extended. And that's going to be important in the long run for the economics of the airplane. So we're going to be the consumers of the first six airplanes. And we are also going to be trying some different configurations, both with the MT propeller and the new Hartzell propeller, which there is down here in the shop waiting to be test run so they can finish their STC work on the airplane. So we'll have some mismatch ones as it goes on. Once we are finished with those airplanes, then we will have airframes available that could go into the power by hour. And, you know, honestly, at the production rate we're looking at, given until we move to our next facility, which we'll be talking about in about a week or two, that we finalize the site. I think about the February timeframe, we can produce an airplane that can go out to Brown and start, you know, this part of the power-by-hour experiment.
Okay, expect your phone to ring in February, and that'll be me asking for more.
Okay, good. You can ring before February. Come down anytime.
Thanks, Roger. We've been speaking with Roger Sharp of Redbird Flight Simulations. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from San Marcos. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.